Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, as I said to open the show, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, welcome back, everyone, as this program is transmitted on this November 19th to nearly 500 weekly stations across the USA. And it is time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, which is sponsored by Hilton.
We've always believed it matters where you stay, and whether you're on the move for the holidays, vacation, business, solo, or with a group, with nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations that are going to meet your every need.
You know, Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. We think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program is the best out there. Whether it's exploring a new or familiar city, traveling with family, friends, or your pets, conducting important business, it's Hilton for the stay. Make your reservations today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
All right. Regular listeners of this show do hear us talking about Travel Pro frequently. It is the luggage we've been on the go with for more than 20 years now. Many of you are seeing it as we travel on these big Let's Go America Tour events. And Blake Lipham is the CEO of Travel Pro. With Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up and the holiday gift giving season about to begin, we decided to check in with him for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Off to Boca Raton, Florida, we go on that show hotline to reconnect with Blake.
Blake, hello. How are you? It's been a while. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning, guys. It has been a while. I can't tell if it seems like it was just yesterday or forever ago.
Well, listen, you actually last joined us on our November 10th, 2018 live broadcast, so 4 years ago, Blake. I mean, that, which is amazing to us. We had probably about 335 weekly stations airing the show back then. Today, we're just over 495 weekly stations, so I guess say hello to everybody.
Well, hello to everyone, and I apologize that I'm your guest on Saturday morning, but, congratulations to you guys for that growth. That's amazing.
Well, it's a blessing. Listen, Mary and I just got back. I think we went to 30 different cathedrals and basilicas and churches across Europe, and believe me, when I was there on my knees, I was thankful every day for what we have. But listen, we have been taking the show out of the studio on our big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes. About eight times, you know, a year we try to do that. We're just back, as I said, from Rome and the Mediterranean cruise editions. These tours are designed to encourage folks to get out from behind the desk, get off the sofa, put down the electronics, and let's go, you know, travel and experience the world. But from the reactions we're receiving to our Travel Pro luggage on set everywhere we go, if you're noticing an uptick in sales, Blake, I got to tell you, all these Let's Go America tours, that they've got to be factoring in.
Oh, I think they absolutely are. It has been a really tremendous recovery period for us. Thankful for the vaccines and y'all's work to say Let's Go America. You know, from our perspective, there's no question the American traveler was the first to get comfortable getting back out there. And right now is still the global leader in wanting to travel, wanting to get back and see the world. And you guys encouraging them, I'm sure, is no small part of that.
Well, I want to talk about this. You know, I've been saying on air that, you know, as Mary and I travel, we're seeing a lot of what I really have been calling junk luggage out there. And I'm talking cheap, imported stuff made of flimsy materials, casters, you know, with just one wheel, handles that don't work well, you know, tears in fabric. We saw some poor person recently just, you know, carrying their bag as the wheel broke off through the airport. That was really depressing. We wanted to help them. We did. You know, how frustrating is this for you when you see folks traveling with junk because they can do better and do it affordably?
Yeah, you know, at Travel Pro, it's not our nature to be disparaging about others, but my feelings are hurt the same as you are when I see people who just aren't having satisfactory experiences with their product. And it's one of the reasons our team works so hard to deliver just a great value proposition and wonderful luggage, because these trips are important. You know, whether it's your first trip post-pandemic or whether it's your 20th, still, getting back out there in the world right now and enjoying it is such an important thing. And the last thing you should be concerned about is the quality of your luggage, the quality of your product. That's why with Travel Pro, we're so proud that we can be your trusted companion. And just, you won't have that worry, because there's still, I'm sure, latent concerns about, you know, should you be traveling? You know, is it going to be safe? I know the three of us are out and about, you know, back to our own traveling ways. But in the back of my mind, it's like, am I socially distancing?
Right.
You know, when do I voluntarily wear a mask? When do I not? You know, so many things. So we're really proud that people don't need to be concerned about their luggage with Travel Pro because of all the effort that we put into it to provide great durability and quality. But it is disappointing when you see people struggling with lesser quality product out there.
So, Blake, let's expand a little on the durability. Robert and I have been able to see firsthand the testing center in the past when we visited your headquarters, and we understand firsthand really how much goes into the testing of the luggage so that it's ensured to be durable as possible. And then there's the design aspect. I used one of the new carry-ons. You have a partnership with Travel and Leisure for this past trip that we were on in Europe, and I could not believe how smooth it was. I had no blips on the escalators. I'm pretty hard on my luggage. Robert would attest. I just drag it. I just want to get it wherever I need to get it to go. Cobblestone roads in Rome, really smooth. Talk a little bit about some of the patented features that you guys offer, whether it's MagnaTrack, the handles, the power scope, the contour grip, because I really think they set your luggage apart.
Yeah, really appreciate you bringing that stuff up. You know, part of what we have to design for as a brand are people who are going to be difficult with their luggage, like you are, Mary. You know, you travel all the time. You have different amounts of days of clothing you're trying to get in. So sometimes the bag is light, sometimes the bag is heavy. And we have to be thoughtful in our design about all this, not only from a durability standpoint, but what you brought up is performance. And so, you know, we have 3+ patented techniques that go into the maneuverability of the product. It's a very big deal for us. You mentioned MagnaTrack that allows the wheels to self-align as you're using it. The grip is ergonomic in order to be comfortable while you use. The extension handle has patented designs in it that reduces the wobble and has the durability. So all together, you get that performance and maneuverability that you just get comfortable with Travel Pro. I laugh when I'm traveling with my own wife. She obviously uses our product. She too loves the Travel and Leisure carry-on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we're coming in out of the cold into an airport and she takes her jacket off, she just pushes her product a little bit forward, takes her jacket off, walks up and catches up with it and keeps going.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I always laugh. Yeah. We enjoy the performances.
Well, and Blake, we had a lot of luggage on this trip. And, you know, what I liked, whether it was the carry-on 21-inch carry-on or whether it's the 29-inch big boys,
he
as I call them,
the big boys.
That we were pushing, in the handles, what I like is they all come to the same level, the same height, and it made it very easy getting through the airport. But you know, where I want to go with this with you, we've been traveling with, our audience knows, with Travel Pro for over 20 years, well before we partnered back in 2016. So I always bring that up. We've had a number of the lines, whether it's been Silhouette or Platinum Magnet 2. Now we've got Platinum Elite that we are with, that we also use the round trip for our equipment. But since you took the helm of Travel Pro, a number of collections, you know, have really expanded. So you've got Crew that's popular with the airline pilots and flight crews, Travel and Leisure, you got Platinum Elite, Max Light that Rudy uses, Bold that RJ enjoys, you got Round Trip and Road Trip. So where are you seeing the greatest growth, and which collection do you think offers the greatest value?
Oh, you cannot put me on the spot.
I'll try.
I'm gonna hurt different people's feelings with each of the responses. First of all, thank you for acknowledging all those collections. What we're really trying to do is we're thoughtful about the consumer and each consumer group that we're trying to address. So each of those collections is out there to be the perfect bag for a certain type of consumer, you know. And so whether it is Rudy loving the Max Light for the durability at the lightest possible point, or RJ enjoying the outdoor sensibility of the Bold product, you know, they're all intended to be great pieces, but for different segments of the consumer base. The thing I would point out, in addition to everything that you just said, that we're super proud of during the pandemic getting prepped, is we've actually added hard side alternatives in a number of the collections. So Platinum Elite has a hard side alternative for people who prefer that kind of product. Max Light has Max Light Air out there now, so I don't expect Rudy to be changing over anytime soon, but for our consumers who prefer a hard side outside versus the traditional soft side, we've added options there. And obviously, we're getting back into color drops and allowing people to be able to express themselves style-wise. But personally, I travel with Platinum Elite, so I'm more of a traditionalist. I'm not going to say it's the best or the best value for anyone, but if I have to do a shout-out for a particular collection, I travel most often with Platinum
and
Elite.
And that's where we are. So, Blake, listen, I mean, I call this the fastest 2 hours in travel for a reason. It goes by very quickly. We appreciate you jumping aboard with us. I promise we're going to make sure 4 years doesn't go by before you're on with us again. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, to Ophelia and the whole Travel Pro team, okay?
appreciate you guys again. Congratulations for your success, and happy holidays to all your listeners out there. We hope you're traveling. We hope your travels are great. You know, enjoy yourselves. Spread some cheer and some love this holiday season.
Thank you, Blake.
Thanks, Blake.
You too. Bye. Bye.
All right. Really nice to catch up with Blake. And by the way, Mary, you know, TravelPro.com, they have so many Black Friday and Cyber
Check
Monday.
Check the website. They're going to have some great deals for
special
you guys.
Special sales incentives, yep. Folks. You're thinking luggage. It's a great holiday gift item. TravelPro.com, especially with everything coming up this week with Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Right now, we need to step aside for some important sponsor messages. We're going to be taking you back to Barcelona coming up in Hour 2 today. We also have the Destination Spotlight. NCF is coming. Open Road. A lot more. But up next, we're going to get a ski report with Vail Resort's John Plack. We thank you for spending 120 minutes with us today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.